And change does something, does sometimes happen. I discussed the cases where the change seemed to be because of an improvement or deterioration in reporting quality, but I don't. That every change doesn't have to be because of a bad report.
Anyone else? Any other questions? Very quiet group. Okay.
I have a question for Mr. Huang. You were talking about the producer support estimates. There is an OECD paper that looks at the theoretical basis for these various forms of support, so how market price estimates versus output subsidies or input subsidies or area-based payments, how these might impact, so from a theoretical perspective, how these might affect producer versus consumer welfare or the impact on different types of producers, rich versus poor farmers. Does that analysis or such analysis have any impact on how these subsidies are given out? Has it changed in the OECD?
Okay.
If I understand correctly, the question is whether the economic analysis that we do with the support estimates, mm-hmm. whether that influences how we classify this data in the GTAP database.
Or your decisions on how mm-hmm. much subsidies are you, what types of subsidies you're going to give. Mm-hmm. So more of a policy question, I guess.
I see. Okay, yes. Well, I mean, at OECD, we have done quite a lot of work on, I heard the word decoupling used a lot, thrown around a lot, and then other buzzwords like multifunctionality. These are words that actually don't have much economic meaning, quite frankly. And so, for example, the word decoupling, I know the European Union, if there's someone in the audience from the EU here is going to, may differ with me on the opinion, but the idea with decoupling was you would give government support in a way that doesn't distort producer decisions, right? And so then you say, well, and different people have a different meaning for what that precisely means, but in the European Union, and in many other countries, I'm just picking on the EU because it happens to be the biggest kid on the block, basically they say, well, if we give that money and then we don't make any requirements to produce anything at all in particular, so you get a payment on the basis of a historical calculation. You're a farmer, of course, and you will continue to be a farmer. In many cases, actually, you can even get the payment if you're not a farmer anymore. And then the question is, well, in economic terms, what is the impact on production of this thing? Do we think that it's actually zero? Well, I don't think so, right? And so we have to make some kind of decision what we do with these payments, particularly when we want to put it into commodity-specific models like the GTAP model. Many of our models are still commodity-specific, so we need a way to do that. So that's why we have a rather large work program in the OECD that's trying to look at the impacts, the relative level of impact of different kinds of policies. So as you mentioned, for example, we do have a hierarchy, in fact, and I can tell you briefly that there is we essentially have a hierarchy that says, if you have production that's based on output, that's amongst the most production and trade distorting of support policies. If you have something that's on inputs, that under some conditions, that's even more production distorting than output support. If you have something that's based on historical entitlements, like the U.S. production flexibility contracts or the EU single farm payment, that's less production on single commodity production, but you're still requiring that people keep that land in agriculture activity or something, and so that's not entirely neutral either to production. So there's a whole hierarchy, and of course you can imagine that this kind of thing, what we say about the policy impacts depends a lot on the context, that is on the country, how it's given, what other programs are given at the same time, because these things all impact each other simultaneously. So as a general equilibrium group, I think you can well appreciate this line of thought. So So I hope I've answered a bit what your question was.
Yes, you did. Thank you.
Any other questions? On energy or domestic support? Okay, well, I will send it back to Rob to talk a little bit about the services trade data.